Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
From the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy, Uncle Luke.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. Is the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
There we have it right there. That's the Street Geek Anthem by the one and only Street Geeks. Episode 40. We had the Street Geeks in the building. Now it's episode 55. They're back with us. But tonight, it's a doubleheader, you know, because we're going from Chi-Town to Memphis 10, because right after that, we're going to have Little Jen. I'm going to bring out my co-host for the Street Geeks segment, my brother Mac J. What's up, Mac J?
Yeah, what's up with a prayer? Shit, UGS for life, you know.
Yeah, we got the Street Geeks in the building. We're going to bring them out in a second. But, man, you've been bumping their music too, man. What do you like best about the Street Geeks, bro?
Oh, man, I like the fact that, for one, the main thing, they ain't on none of that swagger shit. And the street part is solidified when you hear them rapping, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then the fact that I done jammed it up with them, you know what I'm saying, and talked and showed some support, and they always showed me love back and support back. So, shit, I fucks with them dudes, man. And on top of it, they from the Chi. You know what I'm saying? I'm standing outside now with my Cubs gloves on. So, you know, when we heading to Memphis, that's I-55 ride. Shit, I got to roll with them, man. Because they come from the city, and I'm proud to say, you know what I'm saying, that they from up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a couple motherfuckers from up there that kind of make motherfuckers turn their heads, but not the Street Geeks, man. They shit
no,
tight.
No, they got a movement. They got a solid fucking movement. I keep telling people, I got to call in to G-Spot Radio. Shout out to everybody over there at G-Spot Radio. I got to call in and
I did too. I heard that shit.
Speak on their behalf. Yeah, man, let them know, man. I really sensed their movement, man. It's big. You could tell that it's going to, you know what I'm saying, it's going to catch fire, man, definitely. Well, let's bring the Street Geeks on, man, right now. I believe we got Trey Wood.
What's
up, Trey Wood?
Wood. Wood, you there?
You there, fam?
Blog Talk, you motherfuckers.
What up, Mac J?
Hey, what up, Wood? There you go.
What's cracking?
How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm just sitting here with the Street Geek fam, man. We just chilling out, man. We setting up our two shows. I'm with the Godfather, man. I'm with Scarface. I'm with Slim Two Blunts. I'm with Joe Chin. You know, I'm with Black Stiller, a.k.a. Sundance Kid.
So you got a good chunk of the movement up in there, man. That's what's up, man. You guys, since you've been on the show last, a lot's happened since. Man, what have you guys been up to?
We got a couple shows coming up right now. We got a big Street Geek party coming up this Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? At Club Lumen, Club Lumen. You know what I'm saying? It's posted up. You're gonna see the post up. We just posted up on the web, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of things in store right now going for us.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, shit, it's good to hear from you, my bro.
Yep, and we're starting to geeked up to it, man. You know, right after this, we're going to do this thing Friday, man. And then after that, man, it's on the crack. And you know y'all going to have the first information on what's going on with Street Geeks.
I was just about to ask you about the tour, too, because I can't wait till y'all skip to the Lou, goddammit. I'm going to be right there front and center when y'all show these motherfuckers that we are not the same as Street Geeks, the nerds from the motherfucking curb on their weak asses. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, Mac J, you know you're
going to
be in the back with us. You ain't
going to
be in the front row.
That's what's up, man.
Definitely. Man, you see a lot of movements going on in hip-hop right now, but like I keep telling people, man, I see something with you guys. Man, it's almost like you was born to do this, man. What made you guys decide, hey, we're going to take over this shit and really put out something that's strong?
Because we sent, like y'all said, a lot of swagger shit, man, the industry. We got tired of that shit, man. And then the music they making nowadays, man, you know, it's like it's fucking up the youth, man. You know what I'm saying? They ain't sending no message in the music, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's what
right.
We know. We get to come back in because we got delivery, punchlines, and we got stories. We got everything, man. You know, we got life experience. We reality rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what I like. I just always want to know, like, what some of y'all, where y'all get most of y'all inspiration for most of the songs that y'all making right now, and pretty much you just said it right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some reality, some realism, and some reality, man. And that's why I always liked it from the first time you sent me a track. You know what I'm saying? Let me listen to it. I was like, you know what I'm saying? This that shit right here. You know what I'm saying? This what they need, especially coming out the shot too.
Yeah, man, because it's too much bang-bang music up here. You know what I'm saying? Even though this is Bang Bang City, man, you ain't got to put it all in your music, Bang Bang. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Right.
It's more,
right,
more to it than just Bang Bang, man. You know, people's got, you know, you could change a person's life with a song, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you sure know what to say, because that's how I feel. Like today, shit, I've been out for the show for today, you know what I'm saying? So I woke up, and it's a few songs, you know what I'm saying, that I always listen to get me pumping. And everything I never got on the Street Geeks is in the playlist, you know what I'm saying? So I got motherfuckers at work asking about it. Check the page, check the links, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like motherfuckers need to hear the real shit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these kids, they picking and choosing their sides. It might as well be the real side out here. That's the way I kind of look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And we love y'all. We love UGS, man. You know, y'all support us hard, man. Y'all our family, man. So, shit, it's whatever, man. It scratch my back like Fred say, I'm going to scratch yours. You feel me?
Right. But for the listeners who out here, or some of the people that didn't catch y'all on the last show, besides the music, what else the Street Geeks got to offer for everybody out here?
I hear you say it again, Mike J.
I said I just want you to let the listeners know that's probably tuning in for the first time or didn't get the chance to catch y'all, you know what I'm saying, on the last show. But what else the Street Geeks got going besides just the music, though?
We got fashion, man. You know what I'm saying? We got urban global fashion, man. Well, that's taking off real good, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody supporting us, man, because they like the issues we putting out for the jackets, the hoodies. See, we got a whole line of stuff. We, you know, like, we got the club life going, too. You know what I'm saying? We got the club. It's like a movement, man. It's a department. It's a big conglomerate full of things going on with us, like fashion, clubbing, tours, music. You know, we in all type of areas right now with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Have anybody stepped into any acting or anything like that? Because being in Chicago,
yeah,
man, you never know, somebody might approach one of y'all.
Look, no, that's what I was going to get to. My boy Lamont Metcalf might be calling in tonight, man, so watch for his number, because he's telling y'all about the movie that he finna shoot and try to throw us in. You know, he put a reel up on my page of the movie he just been in. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, they got the Street Geeks getting into the first movie with my man Lamont Metcalf. That's at the G Spot Lounge, you know what I'm saying?
G Spot, shout out to G Spot.
What's
the area code, man? Is he 773 or?
Yeah, I think you'll know, Fred, because somebody's gonna contact you and let you know that man Lamont Metcalf calling. He might be listening to it right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I want to give a shout out to them too, because they brought me on when y'all was on there too, man. And I went looked at it on Ustream and listened to it. Then I seen the video y'all had up on YouTube, man. And see, that's the type of shit I like, man. It was real. Y'all came on and gave good answers and all that old shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of shit that motivate certain motherfuckers that think that it's all watered down with this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And I salute all y'all guys for bringing that type of shit back, man. Because not only y'all, it's a few other cats, you know what I'm saying, that just motivate a motherfucker to get back out here. But
like I said,
I love the song, like that Duffel Bag Shouty.
Oh, we getting ready to play that a little bit, yeah.
Oh, that's my shit, dog. That's my shit right there.
Yeah, that's like a different crowd, Mac J, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got, the only thing y'all got to do is just talk and ask y'all questions, because I told you I got Chin in the house. I got Thrax right here with me, man, so, and Two Blunts, and Scarface, and my man Godfather. So if y'all want to ask them any questions, man, they right here, man. They can hear y'all.
Oh, okay. Shit, well, Thrax sitting back there. Shout out to Two Blunts and everybody too, man. But, hey, Thrax, I was gonna ask you the same thing. Where you get your inspiration for your lyrics, man, because you be ill on that mic.
I don't know, man. I think I just... Ever since I started, when I first started with the rap, it was always like, who got the nicest bars? It wasn't really, you know what I'm saying, all about just that. I always try to come up with some slick flows to catch people's attention, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, I guess my inspiration be my fans, the two true diehard fans, but I be thinking about them whenever I'm writing, like, man, wait till they hear this.
Yeah.
Dude, we be playing Until My Heart Stop. That's a fucking banger right there.
Right.
Could you explain a little bit about that song?
I don't know. Yeah, that song, that was kind of underrated to me. A lot of people would sleep on it, but it was like, that's when I first started tapping on, like, more, like, on some storytelling type stuff. So it was, like, that's how I kind of felt at the time. I was, like, on some real diehard hustling shit. I was like, man, I'm going to do this to my heart stop. But I really was talking about with the music, like, as far as grinding with the music, like, I'm going to do it to my heart stop.
Yeah, that's what's up, dog. For real.
Real shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, this Street Geek movement, man, it means a lot to a lot of people. Man, what exactly does it mean to you, Thrax?
I mean, as far as with the Street Geek, man, it's like it was the next movement, because we was already doing our music thing with the mixtapes or whatever. So when the Street Geek idea came along, it was like I was up with it, because the whole concept and the message that we putting behind it, as far as being nerds from the curve. So that's like the next movement to me. It's like we street geeks, but we ain't steady out there in them streets, you know what I'm saying? We nerds
right.
From the curve. We ain't out there like that no more. So it's like you get a chance to send a message and still represent the streets at the same time.
Yeah, that's dope shit, man, for real. What's like your view on the hip-hop game in Chicago right now, though, besides the guys that you fuck with and some of the underground cats? I ain't just talking about the lamestream motherfuckers, but, like, some of the other guys that's around there, like, y'all doing collabs with cats out there?
Oh, yeah, man, definitely. Definitely, boy. And I'd like to say rest in peace to my homie Johnny Boy the Prince. He was just recently slayed in the streets on the west side, man. He was up and coming. He was the next out there to get out there. He was just finna sign a deal with Atlantic Records, you know what I'm saying? He was HP Entertainment, and that was the label I was just with, so my love goes out to him. You know,
man, rest
so,
in peace to your homie, man.
Yeah.
Johnny Boy Prince. And rest in peace, King Hood Savior. That was my homie. He passed in the streets too. But it's a lot of artists out there that we work with, man, on the collabos that's out there making noise, you know what I'm saying? We pretty much work with anybody that's out there in the streets that's real. You know what I'm saying? As long as you real, we fuck with you.
That's what's up, man. I'm sure looking forward to y'all when y'all get the tour and everything up and rolling. When y'all get down here, dog, I'm kicking. Hopefully it'll be a little warmer than the fuck it is today, but shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's,
even if it's cold with snow on the motherfucking ground, nigga, that ain't shit. We out here. We going to show
shit,
up.
Shit, like baby. I got to let the people know, man, what we got going on Friday, January 18th, man. It's the Street Geek official birthday party. It's no cover. It's a free bottle with every group of 10 before 11 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? It's a free bottle with every group of 10 before 11 o'clock. So it's free all night. No cover charge, man. Come party with the Street Geeks. That's that club blooming. That's on Halston and Lake, right off Halston and Lake.
Downtown
area.
Yeah, so y'all motherfuckers that's listening, if y'all, even for the listeners that ain't in Chicago, if you traveling up there this weekend, go check my niggas
up
them out.
There, tell them.
Street Geek Town, club
that's
889
West Fulton.
Oh, yeah. Free bottle
there, group of 10, before
11
o'clock.
Because I know if I was there, I'd sure be there. Free bottle, too? Shit. We trying to get 10, 20. We trying to get 3 or 4 of them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? We come deep. But they had a good time and listen to some good music, man, because for real, man, I believe in the Street Geeks movement. I'm rocking with that shit. Every time I see something on Facebook, I'm liking it. I'm sharing the shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to push that shit my damn self, because when the shit is real, it's real. And a lot of this fake slime shit need to be balanced out, man. So I salute y'all for that shit.
Real shit. At the end of the day, you guys are saying something. You got a message. Like you said, you know, you're not on this materialistic shit. You're talking about what's really going on. And that's good for the kids to hear. You know what I'm saying? For the shorties coming up, they need to hear that shit. So salute to y'all, man.
Okay.
You know, but let's talk about this. Let's get off into this song, Duffel Bag.
Yeah.
Who wants to explain this song? You want to talk about tracks or trailers?
I did the hook on that, so I'll try to explain. It was like a duffel bag shouted. That was like a nickname for King the Hood Savior. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, King the Hood Savior. He used to call himself a duffel bag shouted. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, when I say hit him with that duffel bag shouted flow, I'm kind of like saying hit him with that King flow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're keeping him out here.
So, anyway,
that's what it is. We're going to get off into that right now. This is Duffel Bag Shorty, Street Geeks. You know what I'm saying? Right here, call in 714-409-0548. This is the Murder Master Music Show.
UGS yeah. for life.
Uh-huh.
Industry Ready Production. DSBeats.com. Make your purchase now.
Hit him with a devil bag, shout it flow. All my bitches grade A, on a roll. You see them gunners, don't be running slow. My niggas got them 100 shots from a row. Hit him with a devil bag, shout it flow. All my bitches grade A, on a roll. You see them gunners, don't be running slow. My niggas got them 100 shots from a row.
Got more shots in a clip, $10 in my pocket. Got a hoodie on my collar, that's right, the devil is knocking. And death ringing that dope bell, the whole town, the street watching. Better hold your head and work them legs when you hear that heat popping. Ha! 100 shot round clip, drum roll. If you ain't the target, then what you run for? We bringing bullshit to your front door. Bases loaded, weed hitters, no blunt, bro. My bitches looking like glamour girls. X-rated, they ready for the camera world. With good cushion, a swisher, it's a family affair. Nothing in the cousins, but I had a couple problems. Them niggas was tripping, so them bullets they had to dodge. Shit, when them niggas see some gunners, they turn to two Olympic gold runners. Track and field,
hit them with a double bag, shout it flow. All my bitches grade A, on a roll. You see them gunners, don't be running slow. My niggas got them 100 shots from a roll. Hit them with a double bag, shout it flow. All my bitches grade A.
Chi-Town to Memphis 10. Gonna bring on one of my co-hosts tonight, Mac motherfucking J, UGSforlife.com. That's the site. Man, what's up,
Chris? They
up
can't,
brother.
Man, they cannot say that shit ain't hot, man. I don't give a fuck. I put that song up with any motherfucking song that's on the radio right now. Any motherfucking song. Any fucking song with video and all that shit. I put that motherfucker up against any fucking song right now. And they can't tell me that shit don't go.
Yeah.
Shit go, man.
Yeah, real shit. Real shit.
Real.
I'm going to try to bring on Trey Wood and Thrax again. There's Trey Wood. You know what I'm saying? Believe
yep.
Let's see. This Thrax?
No, this is Trey Wood.
Okay. Okay, we got Trey Wood. Which one? Let's see, Thrax. No, I think this is Tony right here. But wait for Thrax to call back in. But let me ask you this, Trey Wood.
No, he goes Thrax. He goes Thrax. Come on.
Yo.
Okay, there we go. Man, that song right there, you know what I'm saying? What kind of, you know what I'm saying? What's your reaction from people when you perform it?
Say it again.
When you guys perform so, you know, that song, or, you know, what's the reaction you get from people?
Oh, man, it's like an up-tempo song, so the crowd be pumped up when we do that song. Then, like, we just tagged you with some video footage of one of the shows we did in Aurora when we do perform that song, so you can check it out yourself, Prez.
Right, email,
but it's like, you know what I'm saying, it's a real up-tempo song, like I said, it's real hype, so, and we real animated as far as stage presence, so, man, the crowd be really in it.
Yeah,
that's my shit too, dog. For real, I'll be bumping that motherfucker all the time. I like to let the windows down and let motherfuckers hear that shit. You hear me?
Yeah, that's like more crack, man. You know. That's what it is right there. We got a caller right here. 773. Of course, we got a lot of 773 because you guys always got support. Hey, what's up, 773?
Hey, what up, man? What it do, man? It's Tony Norris, man. What it
man,
do,
man? What's
Brad?
Up, Tony?
Hey,
how you doing, brother?
Oh, man, what's up
I'm
with
good,
it, Tony?
Man, just trying to make shit happen, man. You know how I do. You know, less talking and more working. That's all.
What's up? This is Lamont Metcalf.
Hey, Lamont, how you doing, brother?
What's
going on, Lamont?
Yeah. We got to talk the other night, didn't we?
Yeah.
How you been?
Shout out. What up, Lamont?
What's going on, man? I see y'all doing it big.
Well, I appreciate it, man. You guys definitely doing it big, man. You put out the video. That's what it is right there, man. What kind of reaction are you getting from G-Spot Radio in the city right now?
Man, we getting a lot of stuff. A lot of people, you know, are starting to respond to us, and we getting a lot of people to follow us, but we about to change it up. Because where we record at, you know, they want to start tripping and shit. So we finna do something different, take it to another level.
Yeah, push on from them, fuck them. They gonna wish they had a Kefi. You know what I'm saying?
So we finna do the G-Spot Lounge live.
So that's gonna be live,
and we gonna be doing a lot of other stuff.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Well, you know, get you a commercial done, man, and send it our way. We'll play it here on UGS Radio, you know what I'm saying? Let people know, because we got a lot of listeners from the Shy, too, so.
All right, cool. That's what's up.
Definitely cross-promote, you know, do what we can to get the shit out there, man. But, you know, I appreciate you you calling in, my brother.
All right. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man.
Before you go, I want to ask you, man, I heard you're doing work on film, man. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
On film?
Yeah.
I've been working on a series here that come on Channel 5 called Chicago Fire. I got Superman, The Man of Steel. That'll be coming out this year. Chicago Rock, that'll be coming out. Something Strange, that'll be coming out. Just got finished filming up Imprisonment.
Imprisonment.
And that's
right.
Like an independent film that me and my buddy is doing. And then I'm going to be working on another film that I'm writing now.
Man, you really get in. We got to have you come on again, man. We'll talk more in depth. But before you go, if people want to check out G-Spot Radio or check out your film, man, what's the best way to get in touch with you, brother?
Man, the best way is go to my website, HoodCashENT.com. That's HoodCashENT.com. You got my Twitter, my Facebook info, everything.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I'm checking it out for sure. I think I seen the Hood Cash on UStream too. That's how I seen the Street Geeks interview too.
Yeah,
Yeah, yeah. And that's Hoodcast TV.
Hoodcast TV.
And on Live 365, I got Hoodcast Radio. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Everybody make sure to check that out. And you know what I'm saying? We'll definitely have you on again in the future, man. Please come by. All right. Thanks for having me. Hey, no problem. Hey, peace, Tony.
All right, bro. It's all good,
yeah,
man.
Peace out, Tony.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, man, it's officially, man. You know, we done hooked up with, man, with G-Spot, man. So he'll put you down, you know what I'm saying, with the team, man. So we just got a lot of shit going on, man. You know, I really can't discuss right now. But, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of shit, man, that we got, you know what I'm saying, that's about to take place, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let you guys go and finish your show, man. You know what I'm saying? And Mac J, is that Mac J?
Yeah, this Mac.
Mac, what up, kid? What's up,
what's
man?
What's up with it, Tony? You know what I'm saying? Shit. Chilling with the geeks, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. I just wanted to holler at you, man. You know what I'm saying? Let you know, man, we appreciate the love, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you always going to get that in return, man. Big bro, you know what I'm saying, prayers, man. I'm shooting the love out there, man. You know what I'm saying? And, man, we just going to do this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, let's talk and more work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that too. You know
that's
what
I'm at with it. You know, all that other shit don't mean nothing. Yeah, no.
Right.
So yeah, constantly working, man. Constantly working, man.
Yeah.
Much love to you, bro.
All right, one.
That's what it is right there. That's Tony, man. You know what I'm saying? Street Geek, shout out to G Spot, your radio. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna be affiliated with them, do whatever we can to network. Now, I look forward to having him on the show about the film work they're doing, too. That's going to be dope. But, no, we got Trey Wood. Trey Wood, you back with us? Thrax?
Yeah, I'm here, baby. What it is?
Yeah, man, that's what it is, man. You guys are doing a lot of shows. You know what I'm saying? Where are you going next again? You doing one this Friday, you said?
Yeah, no, we got I told you, the doctor's just giving you information about this party. We're getting away free bars at 11, before 11 o'clock. You know, our mission free all night. It's downtown on Austin Street in the lake.
Okay, okay. And where are you guys headed after that? Don't you got a tour you guys are putting together?
Yeah. We're going to start setting up, like, our release party going to be like the next 3 weeks.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Well, hey, let's get off into this one, man. This is you know where we at, aka Social Network, man. What can you guys tell me about this song? This motherfucker's a banger.
Oh yeah,
man. You know, man. That's for all the motherfucking Facebook gangsters, cyber world gangsters. You know what I'm saying, man? Be talking all that Facebook shit, man. They know what motherfucker ass shooting indirect ass posts and shit. Man,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I hate them motherfuckers too. That's why we crash them on KFYB. If you ever get some, send them our way. We'll get them on Saturday night.
Definitely. Well, this is Street Geek, you know what I'm saying, Social Network right here, Murder Master Music Show, UGS Radio, UGSForLife.com. Call in 714-409-0548. And fuck you bitches, if you ain't down with us, you can eat a dick.
You know what I'm saying? UGS for life, bitch.
You know where we at. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. You know where we at. Yeah. You know where we at. Yeah. You know where we at. Find. You can catch me on the front door. Freaky pioneer. Yep. Relocate where? They say Wood dodging the nigga. Hi. It's just like trying to duck out. Yep. Fuck Facebook. Yep. I'm chasing all these billionaires. Yep. I'm on Twitter chasing jigger. Yep. For them salary cap figures. Yep. Curve to curve. Everybody knows the nerves. Yep. Just reach out. I bet they make you reroute. Yep. Scoop up your boo-boo. Set her out on Google. How to keep banger cuckoo. Just like Bob McAdoo. Just give me my space. I know you phony and you fake. Snake fuck grass. I see you slithering through concrete. And you know where I'm at. You can say it to my face. I'm a Chirac headache. You can miss me like snitches. Catch all these stitches for talking like some bitches. If you looking for me, catch me posted up like YouTube. Beat you up on social cam for Trey Wood. You know where we at. Miss me with that Facebook.
Yeah.
Say you to my Facebook.
Yeah.
We out here.
Hey.
You know where we at. In the streets we geeked out.
I post up. You Instagram and I roll up. You social cam and I duck the cam. We bang the hammers, you roll up. Yeah, I'm groomed out, but I'm geeked up. And a lot of my niggas don't read for Facebook. Niggas speak it up. Where we at, no secret. On us, we keep it. Niggas hollering, so what? But what you sold, you reap it. Off that weak shit from the place where they go high. Oh God, shit's real. Niggas kill like ain't no God. Listen, don't make me lose my religion. We be shitting on these snitches like stools from a pigeon. Chess game, nigga, choose your position. Pawn, king, player, can you dig it? I'm in it, no sub coach. Catch me hugging that curb moat with the rest of my nerves smoking extendo. Let burn slow. Rock for that green team, that nine on me like Rondo. Nails in my feet, nigga, fuck am I going to run? Yeah, miss me with that Facebook. Yeah. Say it to my face, yeah. Look, we out here, we posted. Hey. You know where we at, in the streets we geeked out. Haters wanna touch us, all you gotta do is reach out. You know where we at, come and let us show you how them socials yeah. Bang. Overkill, shot, rack, murder, yeah. You know where we at.
Man, that's a motherfucking banger, man, right here at the Murder Master Music Show. Bring on my co-host, Mac J. God damn.
Yeah, that shit go, man.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about right there, man. That's up there with Mo Crack, man. Man, I can't wait to hear the Street Geeks, you know what I'm saying, the project, man, that they're going to put out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if we can get some info on that. Hey, guys. Man, that shit right there, artist.
Oh fun. Yeah.
when you guys putting out an album first or mixtape? How are you guys gonna do it?
That shit is like in between, man. It's an album and a mixtape.
Yeah.
Cause we got original beats and we got industry beats.
So okay.
You
gonna put it like on a dad piff or something?
Yeah, all this shit is going everywhere, man. That shit going live, mixed weight, iTunes, everything. We going, you know, we the Street Geeks, man. So eventually we gonna own all the motherfucking beats because they hear us smashing the motherfuckers. So.
Yeah, they gotta give it up. They got no choice. You know what I'm saying?
Right now, is the original Geeks album gonna be different than the regular Street Geeks? Like I said, different cats than the original Geeks then that's going to be on the album with the Street Geeks?
Nah.
That's what this is all about, too.
Right, see, we're making it, it's some volume shit with this. So, if we put the Street Geek out, Drax going to come out with his shit. I'm going to come out with my shit. I ain't doing number one joint, that Hollywood classic that I'm going to get Prez put out there in the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to kill him, man. That's good. We still got to get that video for Mo Crack, man. I'm waiting on that shit.
Yeah. That's why.
Hell yeah.
We're going to do that, Prez. That's why I'm going to knock the Street Geek lick out the way first. But, you know, I ain't gonna be through with the Street Geeks. I got a couple values, man. I'm just out of the values. See, like this one is like Street Geek possess the Nerds from the Curve.
Yeah.
Yeah, this planet. I got one called Planet Geeker Zoid and all type of shit. I got some values with the Street Geeks, so I might make a couple more albums with them. But I'm just gonna knock my Hollywood Classic to all the shit that I want to do. Like, my, I only want to do one solo album, Hollywood Classic. That shit gonna be funky.
Hey, and the title of that album is Cold Anyway. Hardwood
Classic. You ain't heard me say when I spit these verbs, it's like magic got the words in it. You know what I'm saying? All them Jordan's catch names and all that Hardwood Classic shit.
Yeah. See, the OGs, we know about them Hardwood Classics, so it's good to have some quality street music. And new shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers can say, oh, okay, they doing this, they doing that. No, I put, like I just said a minute ago, I put some of these songs up against any motherfucking song, video, GCI, or 100.3 to beat, any of these songs that they play all day, every day, y'all shit got to be in that same rotation, man. And until they get cash back in the game like that, we got to grind it how we do it. So I'm going to always pump y'all shit, man. For real.
And you know, like I said, you know you the fam, Jack.
For real. That shit just go too hard for me, man. Like, and I just been wondering because, you know, it's been a lot of crazy shit going on in Chicago. And I ain't even going to just say this year because that shit been going on forever, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, how y'all weather through the storm, through all the madness, and still be able to put on for your family, your friends, and for y'all brand, man?
Because, like, we are all from different hoods, man. All of us know each other people in each hood, so that's why we pass the bullshit. Like, they be knowing we don't be on that type of bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They know where we at, man. Every day we be everywhere.
That's what's up, man. For real, it's a huge honor for me to chop it up with y'all, though, for real, because I'm a huge supporter of the shit. And, like, I try to get all my folks in Kankakee. They know about the Street Geeks, dog. I be asking. They be like, yeah, we know about them. Yeah, check that shit out, man. A couple of my guys went to y'all show at Adriana's and shit, you know what I'm saying, up there in Markham or whatever. And they was like, yeah, them niggas go, man. Shit, I'm like, I know they go. Shit. I've been telling you motherfuckers this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, look. You know, I want y'all to holler at Chan, man, because Chan got something to tell y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm about to say, throw them on.
What's good, right? I want to first say, free the CEO.
Hey, what's up, fam? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you feeling, man?
Yeah, real good, real good. It's an honor to be having you on the show, man.
No doubt. You want to say, thanks for the support and love you're showing the geeks, man. That's big, man. That's never big.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you the same thing Prez asked Thrax earlier, like, what's the Street Geeks mean to you, man, and what's your contribution to how you finna come out here and let these motherfuckers know what the business is?
My whole position and means is to put the geeks on the forefront, you know what I'm saying? You know, fuse the fashion with the music, you know, videos, little commercials, you know, whatever I can do, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just lend my hand and, you know, make sure my homies shine, man.
Yeah, that's the stuff I can respect.
Not that they need it, but they deserve it. You know what I'm saying? They've been doing it a while. You know what I'm saying? They're not, you know, like you say, bang-bang rappers. You know, they really got something to say. And I think, you know, more people from Chicago need to hear us, man. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, not Chicago, the world.
Yeah, definitely. So, well, it looks like first you guys are going to take the city, you know what I'm saying? Then I already know you're going to expand from there. You know what I'm saying? And do you guys look forward to getting on the road, going state to state?
Oh yeah, that's coming real soon, man. Real soon. We trying to you know, we start small, you know, hit the little town, you know, Alabama, Georgia, you know, St. Louis, definitely coming through, you know.
Oh yeah.
And just try to work our way, man. But we definitely got something in the works, man.
Yeah.
I mean, just stay
soon. I can't wait for it.
You see the visuals coming soon.
Okay,
see the visuals coming soon, let you know everything coming up, man. I mean, that's my job, to keep y'all in tune to what's going on, man, with the geeks, what's coming up next, what we got going on. But definitely look out for the fashion, man.
I was just about to ask about that. I need me a couple of them. I love hoodies and T-shirts, just me personally. You know what I'm saying? And y'all shit, Trey Wood will tell you, I always be hitting them up, nigga. We need that shit here, you know what I'm saying? At least I need it, and motherfuckers can ask me what it is, because when I rock shit, the shit look nice anyway, and I love the motherfucking hoodies, though. And I want one of them
right,
jackets, too.
That's what you do, man. Email me your information, like, I'll take care of all that, man. Email me your information, and I got you, man, within, like, the next week or two. So, because like I said, I'm trying to get things ready for this fashion show we got coming up. So it's nothing, you know what I'm saying? Shoot y'all a couple T-shirts and hoodies, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's love, man. That's definitely love. You know what I'm saying? We definitely appreciate you guys and what you're doing. As far as the fashion line goes, man, what made you guys decide to go with the fashion? Because that's a good marketing plan right there.
I mean, we kind of, you know, we dug it. We fresh on our own. You know, everywhere we go, we, you know, we turning heads, you know. They asking what that is we got on, you know what I'm saying? What can we get it, you know? I mean,
right.
They like our style, so it was only right for us to, you know, make our own lane with the fast, you know what I'm saying? Stop,
right, plus it ain't,
you know,
that swaggy shit either, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? It's to the point.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, you know what I'm saying, none of that skinny jean shit over there. It's some real shit, you know what I'm saying? But you guys, man, you guys got a whole line. I mean, like you said, you got hoodies, you got shirts, you got clothing for the kids and for the ladies, too?
Yeah, for the ladies, you know, for the ladies, we call it Sweet Geeks, you know what I'm saying? Same type of thing, but, you know, that's for the females,
yeah.
Like, you know, all the top, you know, booty stores, you know?
Yeah,
we working on it, man. Coming soon, for real.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. Man. You guys definitely, you know what I'm saying, you're covering all aspects of the game. I mean, your marketing is down. You guys got the music. You got the talent. You know what I'm saying? What gives you guys all of this knowledge and how to do this, man? Because I know Trey Wood, some of you guys in Thrax, you guys have been around for a minute. But, I mean, you guys got business savvy, man. Where does that come from?
I mean, honestly, just, you know, looking at the greats do it, you know, for so long, you know, I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for the rest of the guys, but I always looked up to, like, Jay-Z and Sean Puffy Combs just from how they, you know, did it. With pretty much, it looked like to me with no help, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they took their flatness, you know, and just brought it. And made you want to be fly like them, you know? So I think we can do the same thing, you know?
Right, at least get that bread like they motherfucking ass, because.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Clothes is like Prez was saying the other day. You know what I'm saying? Like you go to the motherfucking store and you look in the men's section and you can't tell if it's you and the men's or the women's sometimes.
It
like what the fuck is this?
A bigger guy. It took me almost 2 hours to find a pair of pants that wasn't feminine.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like what the fuck is this? Yeah, they just want you to buy sweatpants and shit if you, you know what I'm saying, or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, man, I got plenty of sweats. I just like hoodies and jeans, you know what I'm saying? Fuck, and you going to the motherfucking mall or something, which I hate doing anyway, but you know what I'm saying? It's more, I'd rather shop with independent buyers. I'd rather just go on my computer or on my phone and send my money to you and know that the shit coming, man. So I'm glad it's cats like y'all that's out here independent. Like you said, they pretty much doing it without no help, so they going to reap the benefits when it blow up. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what it's all about, man. That's what we're doing at UGS, too. You know what I'm saying? We're building a brand. It's show and prove time right now, and that's what you guys are doing. You're showing and proving, man, that your work ethic is there. Your following is there. Your support for each other is there. I can't see you doing nothing but win if you keep doing this. So, man, much luck to y'all. Much success to you guys in the future.
Oh yeah,
definitely appreciate it, man. Definitely appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? But, Don, we got some callers, man. We're getting ready to go in the second hour here in about 12 minutes. You know, we're going to bring our other guests from Memphis. But let's take a few phone calls real quick. Well, here we go. 312. What's up? You're on the line right now.
312. You calling from the shy? You on the line?
You're on the line with the Street Geeks. Okay, Wait, there we go. Yeah, hello? Yeah, you there, fam?
Who they want? They're talking to me? Thrax on the line.
Oh, there's Thrax?
Oh, there's Thrax calling back in. Okay,
oh,
okay,
there we
okay,
go,
yeah.
There we go. We got Thrax again. You know, say, where's Treywood? Let's bring Treywood back on.
Sure, yeah, right here. Right here with me.
Treywood, you there?
Yeah, he's right here.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, let's see who this is. 314. Is there anything you guys want to say, you know what I'm saying, on behalf of the Street Geeks that you want the fans to know?
Yeah, man, we'll be getting y'all the music, man. Y'all been waiting for a minute, man, you know what I'm saying, Real Stone and the visuals, you know what I'm saying, coming as well, you know. We're going to send you the videos first when we get through with it. So, you know, I know you can get on. It's 50.com. You got plugs, Brad. So, you are our family. You little do they know, UGS, goddamn it, Squeak Geek for life. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, shit.
Yeah,
it is what it is, man. They're like, all us family, Joe. So, I'm, you know, it's like, shit, whatever we doing, you're going to know first, Fred. You know what I'm saying?
We all networking, man. We're all networking with each other. I mean, if you do something, man, we do it, same vice versa. So that's what it is, and that's what we need. We need that kind of support in UGS. Street Geeks need it. Any movement needs that type of support, man. I got nothing but love for you, brother,
exactly.
For that.
And CO listening, man, come on with it. CO, quit hiding, man. You know what it is, man. You got to get on this shit, man. Because you're my homie, man. You know what it is. That's a nigga that's underrated, been underrated for years, my man. CO, the bad black man, head dog with this shit.
Oh, yeah. You and him go back many years. Man, when did you meet CO? Like, what?
Shit, 96 or some shit like that.
Damn.
CO was young. We was young. CO, I seen CO Blaze, man. Him and Black Mob.
Yeah.
That's when he was with my boy Mon had him. You hear me?
Street Hits Funk, yeah?
Yup, man. CO was killing, man. I knew CO was ugly when I seen his performance on stage and he was young at the time. I was like, damn. And then I ran into JD Walker and it was all over.
Yeah.
J.D. Walker say, nigga, you roll. You fuck you ain't. You better rock. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was in the streets.
I might say, shouts out to J.D. Walker, man.
Yeah, that's my man. Look, because I was supporting Do or Die Now, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I supported every motherfucker walked up to me and had a CD, and they was real. Like Psycho Drama, all them Young Buck and Nooses, all of them know me. Yo, Triple Dog and Snipers, I supported all them niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Crucial Conflict, everybody. So
yeah.
When I did it, it was funny because I'm mercenaries, every motherfucker. So when I did it, it was funny. Like, but all the real niggas knew, like, man, Troy Wood can rap. How the fuck he get on the song? How the fuck he get to be fucking doing a show with Memphis Bleak? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I just come out. So, you know, my talent, I weigh my talent. A little few motherfuckers hate it. Other motherfuckers support it. But I ain't give a fuck because I know what I was spitting was real. You feel me?
Right. That's why I fucked with you. I fucked with you, dog. I'd have known. The first time I chopped it up with you outside of the shows, I'm like, yeah, man. And then you sound like my cousins, the voices and everything. And they from up there in them blocks like y'all is, man. And it's good to connect with motherfuckers that's on some real shit, man. It's like a breath of fresh air, especially with this music.
Hey, look, man, I want to shout out all my homies, man. Hen Dilla, man, you, Mac, God Six. All them niggas, man. I don't want to forget none of the demolition, motherfucker. All y'all my people, so I want all y'all to know that. All y'all, whenever y'all need something from me, man, Skinny Man, any motherfucker, my man, who is my buddy, Mac Mizzle.
Yeah.
All you niggas, man, I'm fucking with y'all, man. Y'all squad, yo, so. And even, my man, I ain't got no beef with him, because I kind of like the Swoop. You feel me? I ain't going to lie. But, man, Swoop, you can't cross no family, man. None of the motherfuckers that's really, really reaching for you and help supporting you. They help you. They believe in your dream, man. You hear me?
Yep, and that's for all the motherfuckers that's listening right now that say they with the team, man. You don't cross the team, man. If you all men do what men do and we walk the same lines and shit, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? So,
you feel me?
And these motherfuckers cross over. Don't be salty later on, shit. We wish you nothing but the best,
man,
but motherfucker, look, get the fuck on. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look who support, exactly. Look who support prayers, man. Shout out to all of them, man. To my boy Suicide from Cali, man. To everybody that's been on that show, man. That's them real, real brothers, man. You feel me?
Right.
Especially that nigga Zero. He told us what the fuck he was with. Zero say he'll fuck a motherfucker up. He ain't bullshit. That nigga been all in jail and all that shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're trying to get out the street, man. They know it's a bigger picture, man. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the street geeks be on. Wait till y'all hear that shit.
Yeah, I can't wait. I definitely can't
That's
wait.
The type of shit this geeks be on? Oh, man, the geeks be on some crazy shit, man. Y'all don't even know.
Plus, I'm going to try to put something in the works for you to be on the little shit that I'm working on, too, though, Wood. I already know it. You know what I'm saying? I'm
going to
drop something here in a minute and watch. It's going to be for the UGS, too. The whole shit.
Yep. Yep.
That's what I'm talking about, man. It's nothing but love, man. We definitely making moves in 2013. It's looking like a good year so far, you know what I'm saying? Let's definitely keep it going. But, man, before you go, you know what I'm going to play. I ain't even going to
tell
you.
Man.
Just introduce it.
Man, I got more crack than the Liberty Bell, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it is right here at UGS Radio. Shout out to the Street Geeks. Everybody affiliated with the Street Geeks. Much love to you, Treywood. You know what I'm saying? We'll do it again sometime, man. This is UGS Radio, Murder Master Music Show, UGSForLife.com. Thanks a lot, Mac J, for co-hosting, brother.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is, UGS for Life and UGSForLife.com, bitches.
I know this beat sounds sad. It's because a lot of these rappers finna die. Don't know I can spit. You finna get a whiff right here.
Get him.
Yeah. Shit. Nigga, get him.
I got more crack than a Liberty Bell, and I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales. You can even ask my homeboy Mush Mill. His beats even told him I give him a chill. Whenever I flow on track, I make blood spills. All they can say is, ooh, that boy ill. I'm finna let all you freshmen know how I feel. I got more crack than a Liberty Bell, and I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales. You can even ask my homeboy Mush Mill. I weigh out my D on a fisherman scale.
Yep.
My whip the same color as your girl hair gel. One split second finger send you straight to hell. So you can feel more heat than the L third rail. Leave you with a horrible smell, now that's real. Make you do a flip flop and three top wheel. I got plenty of iron if you like to pump steel. Sometimes chump your conscience is your kill. So keep your ears to the street, eyes wide open. If you was a gun, fuck hell, keep smoking. I ain't joking, my mind stay focused. Hopping a Tesla road, up into the hood, I'm
yeah.
Just to show love in the city, my people put
up.
Riding so smooth, look like I'm slow motion. Fucking with this trap roll with no motion. Can catch me in the cave with Dante.
What up?
I got more crack than a Liberty Bell, and I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales. You can even ask my homeboy Mush Mill. I got more crack than a Liberty Bell, and I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales. You can even ask my homeboy Mush. Smell. I don't talk a lot of shit like a philosophy bag. That's why I talk for evil like the Mexican flag. When I spit for you chunks, it should be a blessing. My flow so out of space, I should be signed by the death. Whipping through the sky, riding with no protection. Stick up, murder, shoot out, it's my profession. I'll clap you without even second guessing. Leave you in your big body, ring head resting. Beef is what I invest in. Everybody in the hood, knock on wood, it's what they blast. Police in my hood, asking so many questions. How that boy look and what he be drinking. Flow us like holocaustus, get you roasted. One bump makes you think you seen crack go. Don't that ring a bell, you can tell from the smell. And everybody know Trey Woods is type of rebel. I got more crack than a Liberty Bell, and I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales. You can even ask my homeboy Mush Mill. I got more crack than a Liberty Bell, and I spit more fire than the devil doing hell. Put me on your song if you need record sales. You can even ask my homeboy Mush Mill.
The Skinner Pimp and MVP brings to you the youngest, hottest rapper from Hunts Junior High, Lil Jean.
Once again, it's Lil Jean bagging at your fucking door. Hoping that some folks up after me working a high hoes. Niggas cash you crap, the drink, I pay no more with fucking rules. Tell a cop to stop the 13-year-old bound for SEC. Blow a joint, let's get drunk. Whizzy is a down a bird. Add my blush, I red as hell. Meaning full of fucking earth. Young niggas popping cold. Hoes and my dick is long. Jealous niggas hate this shit. Made me wanna shoot my tone. The pimp is in my nature. It made me wanna. Cognac keeping me ready to pull the trigger. I'm happy. Don't fuck with a nigga that's kinda like fool. Step up, bust the block, shot, hit the 50 cup. Fall on your motherfucking face, 12 gauge pump. Lame ass niggas can't fuck with a mess. Too late, no escape. Young niggas heavyweight.
Yeah, the skinny nigga. Introducing the youngest, hardest nigga. Lil Jean, once again, bitch. He's back. Y'all know what time it is.
Rolling in my pimpin', ain't no telling what I'm finna do. My beef for just a drop out two keys in my lap, just in case these niggas find it. I'm scrap, bitch, don't drip, cause I'm equipped with that pistol grip. Rolling down the highway on my way, I'm drinking Alizé. Spraying that cherry spray, I'm blowing my heater while I'm cheaping hate. Made it to my designation, then I grip my cellular. Nigga, where your ass at? Then I load my fucking gas. Looking through my rear view, then a shawty pulls up, just a man. Stepping out the cock and the smoke with a briefcase in his hand. The money that he pulled out was our frisbee when he opened it. Once I reach, then I see.
International pimp, moving clowns all across the world. You know what I'm saying? All kinds of stuff. Put the tongues and robbers. Give it
time. Demons in my soul, triple six, we no love. Walking beat the walking dead, bullets in your head. The fuck, yeah, boy. I blast you in the ass with your man. That blizz ass, the fit, then leave your body flat. Worms crawling. On his action taking place up at a crib. This nigga full of bullets, so they wonder will he live. Bullets went to flying, leaving brains in the toilet. The bitch done called a murder child, so she ain't even important. I smoked, then I thought about a thing I wanted to make. I think I gotta shoot this punk ass nigga in his face. I'm fucking with him, though. I creeped up on the hoe. I asked him what a dose, but he don't even I know. This nigga block was full of paramedics on the scene. I made the bitch burn, cause she was sweating the mind. Cool. The mayor.
Right, I bring it to Lil' Jean, and Lil' Jean bring it to you hoes, know what I'm saying? I hate my bitches, I hate these hoes, I hate these player haters. And once again, baby, we back up in the house for the man fast.
Back on the Murder Master Music Show. That was Little Jen, you know what I'm saying? Still Little Jen, man. Man, we just had the Street Geeks on. Shout out to all the Street Geeks, you know what I'm saying? This episode 55, I got a special co-host in the building tonight. You know what I'm saying? My brother, DJ Villain, a laid-back ENT. What's up, Villain?
What's
up, man? Man, how you been, bro?
You know what that thing, you know what I mean? Music all day.
Say what, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, we got Little Jen, I think, is on right now. I'm going to bring him in. What's up, Jen?
What up with you? Y'all doing all right?
Man, real good, man. It's an honor to have you on the show, the Murder Master Music Show, man, for real.
Glad to be here, homie.
Yeah, man, well, my brother over there in Canada, man, DJ Villain, he's the one that set it up, man. I'm going to let him chop it up with you for a few minutes, and then I'll have a few questions for you, play a little bit of your music. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to let you guys just chop it up, man. You on, Villain?
So, yeah, man, you know, tell folks out here, man, like, how you started as a rapper in Memphis, man, like, what you claim, like, how you started out, you know, you started out, man.
Yeah, Villain, are you there?
Yeah. Bro, I don't hear you, bro.
Yeah, Villain. Hey, Jen, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. We couldn't hear you, Villain, man. You was kind of back.
It's not going through.
No, you're going through, man. Are you on speaker?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you got Jen on right now.
Yeah, what up with you?
Yeah, hello?
Hello.
We lost Villain, man. We lost Villain. Call back in. Well, shit, I'm waiting on him to call back in, man. I'm just going to I'm gonna ask you this, man. You've been in the game for a minute. You've seen a lot of history in Memphis. What would you say was your turning point as far as where you wanted to be in the music scene in Memphis? Because, I mean, there's such a huge legacy over there.
Yes, and what part of it I was, what are you asking me?
Basically, you know what I'm saying, with all the different rappers, all the different, you know what I'm saying, Skinny Pimps, Paul L, all these guys, you know what I'm saying, was it hard for you to find your own niche, or did you, because, I mean, you got your own shit. Did you just jump in right away and just do your own thing?
Well, you know, when I started rapping with Skinny, I was 12, so as far as, like, me having my own shit, it's been a gimme song with me for the longest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Since long as I can remember. But before I used to rap with Skinny and shit, I used to do my own little thing, but with two of my little homies, you know what I'm saying, we used to call ourselves, shit, it's been so long, I forgot what we used to call each other, but it was a little group we had, you know what I'm saying, all us kind of from North Memphis and everything, so. But they didn't want to, you know, when I met Skinny, they didn't want to come with me to the studio because I guess they thought Skinny was playing or something. So it was just me, you know what I mean, as far as how I got started in the game. So.
And you jumped in. Like you said, you was only 12 years old, you know what I'm saying. Were you intimidated at all, or was it just natural for you?
It was natural for me, and one of the best times of my life. You know what I'm saying? That's when I, like, it was like a dream come true being that young and being able to do the things I was doing, because at that age, I was getting in shape, John, and everything. So it was like a dream come true to me.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, here, my brother, I think my brother Villain's calling back in right now. 613, this is Canada. Hey, what's up?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, brother?
Yes, sir. Good, man. You hear me now? You hear me clear?
Yeah. You're much clearer, man. I'll let you take over this interview, man, with, you know what I'm saying, Memphis legend Lil Jen right here, DJ Villain.
Joe, Lil Jen, Lil Jen. Yeah, man.
What up?
So, yo, man, like, how old were you when you started rapping, man?
12. When I first started rapping, I was 12.
Fuck, man. So you was kicking it with these mans, and they were... Like, how old is Skinny compared, like, you know, like, how old were you? They were older cats, right?
Yeah, they older cats. You know what I'm saying? Being especially, I was like, I'm real short, right? So, even when I was 12, I was looking real, real little. Skinny, I'm really, like, about 7 or 8 years older than me. But me being, you know what I'm saying, little as I am, it looked like way older, but. I'm pretty.
Man, you was kicking them crazy flows, man.
Huh?
So, man, you was kicking them crazy flows, man.
Yeah,
still when you was young, man. It's like 12 years old starting out in the game, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I've seen a lot of stuff, too.
For sure. So, like, how's the mental, like, how would you say the rap scene is when you started out to what it is right now?
It was a whole lot different from the way it was then, because back then it wasn't a whole bunch of, you know, download, nothing like this. You get on a computer now, you know, it's different, you know what I'm saying? Because back then,
you
didn't have to do much promotion.
Sure.
Again?
Like, you, back then, man, you got to be out in the streets, right? Right now, we live in the internet age, you know what I mean? It was on computers and shit, right?
Yeah, exactly. We live in a digital age now. Then it wasn't like that. And that's back
exactly,
at the difference it is. And for me, and then plus more, it's more rappers now than it was back then.
Yeah, that's for sure, man.
Way more.
Fuck the lame stream, man.
It's saturated.
Yeah, it's
what it is. It's incorporated, man.
Yeah.
But for sure, man, like, what do you got coming out 2013? You know what I mean? You got any new projects you're working on and shit?
Yeah, I'm working on one called, I'm already finished with it. I'm just got to, you know, go get a few songs mixed and put my little finishing touches on it. But I'm going to try and plan on doing, like, maybe 2 albums this year, maybe 3. It depends, you know what I'm saying? And I can go on, because when I bring it out, I want to have the right promotion behind it, because if I bring out something and don't have the right promotion behind it, nobody still have never heard. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, man. So it's getting some family still, you know? Yes, sir. So you're working with Skinny Pimp still, right?
Yeah, give me some forever. I'm always going to be a give me some, fam. I'm going to represent it.
Sure.
That's what brought me in, and that's what's going to take me out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I remember bumping all them tapes and shit, man. Once again, it's Lil' Jim, man. That's a bumping ass track right there, man.
I appreciate that.
Let me see. My favorite track.
All everybody said old music, though. You know what I'm saying? I got plenty of music. I came out with an album called The Professional. That jumped up tight, too. Yeah. A lot of folks ain't on it, though, because a lot of folks ain't never heard about it. But it's been out for a while, though. That's, like, really the last CD I came out with, because the reason I haven't just really, out of all these years, just been keep bringing out different CDs is because at one point in time, I was taking care of my grandmama, and she died last year while I was locked up.
Sorry to hear about that, man. Sorry to hear about that, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But I was locked up. You know, I was taking care of her for at least about 6 years. So that's one thing that slowed me down from why y'all ain't heard nothing from me in a long time. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I hear it, man, y'all.
I took care of my grandfather and my grandmother, son. I know what you went through, brother. I commend you for doing that too.
Well, I appreciate that, bro. I did it for the love, though. You know what I'm saying? So now that I'm finally got, you know, able to do all my music stuff like that. Now I'm coming back 2013, you know, with vengeance. You know what I'm saying?
With a vengeance, man.
Yeah, with a vengeance, man. Since I ain't heard me in a while, I'm finna train for these, you know, gonna give it a good little push on what I supposed to been doing, but I wasn't able to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So
let's take a little break and let's play this Nobody Moves song, man. What can you tell me about that, little
Nobody
bit?
Moves, for sure.
What, Nobody Moves?
Yeah. What,
nobody
yeah,
gets to meet the moth. That's on that Blocking My Shine right there. That jumped up.
Yeah.
That basically a song I tried to get on the radio, but, you know, I don't get much radio play where I'm at, so it has no cursing in that jump, but, it never got played. It's one that everybody been slipping on, but, you know, it jumped tight.
Over here, man.
Definitely. Here we go. Right here at Murder Master Music Show.
Make you laugh or make you cry. Nobody move, nobody get the
my first day hit. God could have stopped it with a twist of grit, but I'm hurting, I'm blessed with a blood too thick. Survival of the fish, you're messing with vets. You can't dry, you don't need wet. Fall up in the shade, try drinking the vet. Still smoking on ink, about to move a chick. But hold up, wait a minute, who's next? Pass me the crystal, so I can take the still. Nobody moves, nobody gets to meet the mob. We drinking crystal mixed with Dodge, strapped with 40 Glocks. Nobody moves, nobody gets to meet the mob. We drinking crystal mixed with Dodge, strapped with 40 Glocks. Nobody moves. Nobody gets to meet the mob. We drinking crystal mixed with Dodge, strapped with 40 Glocks. Nobody move. Nobody gets to meet the mob. We drinking crystal mixed with Dodge, strapped with 40 Glocks.
Haters.
Yeah, I got laid back. That's Little Gin right there. You know what I'm saying? Some classic shit. Let me bring back on Little Gin.
He's crunk.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. Man, first
of
all,
I ain't heard this jump right there so long, right there, man. I hear me.
That's classic, baby, man. That's classic, man.
Yeah.
I just want to say, too, man, we just added you tonight to a huge archive of Memphis rappers. You know, everybody from Squeaking, DJ Zerk, you know what I'm saying, to your boy Skinny Pimp, to Al Capone, Crunchy Black, you know what I'm saying, 8-Ball, of course, yourself, man, Lord Infamous. So many to name, man. What's it like coming from a city that had so much talent, man? Because you guys, you know, like I said earlier, you guys got so much fucking talent.
It's a blessing and a privilege to know them cats, you hear me? I feel like I was lucky coming up being so young, being in the game and surrounded by those guys right there, because all of those guys that are like older than me, and I learned a lot from all of them, you know what I'm saying? So it was a real privilege to know and to know all those guys, because there's some real talented guys in this game, and I feel like all of us should have made it, you know what I'm saying, or should make it to a better place than where we are, because really I feel like the world is like listening to our style, because really what I be hearing on the radio these days, which I barely listen to it, is these folks be bumping, but it really sounds like missing style to me. That's just me, though. You know what I'm saying? They just took our style and ran with it. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like us as being Memphis rappers, we should be at a better place than where we are right now.
Yeah.
More
yeah.
recognition, man.
Yeah, yeah. Like, stick together like how them folks in Atlanta do. You know what I'm saying? But Memphis ain't never been the kind for us to, like, stick together and, you know what I'm saying, make a movement as one. Everybody do their own individual thing, which ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
It's just, I feel like we make it better if we stick together and, you know what I'm saying, go on, push it, because we got the talent and the skill to do it all.
Hey, we got 901 on the board right now. I'm going to bring him on real quick.
What's happening? What's happening, man?
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
This is Memphis, man.
Oh, hey, what up, Mark? How you doing, bro?
Man, chilling, man. What's up, G?
What it do, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How you been, man?
Man, I can't complain, man. I can, but what good would it do?
All right, shit, man. How the music coming, man?
Man, it's coming along, man. You know, I'm trying to get back in it. Trying to jump back in it, man. The only thing, I just want folks to follow me and keep up with me.
I think you always going to have the fans there, man. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Fan base never goes away, man. You know what I'm saying? You keep growing and expanding, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that, homie.
Yeah, man.
I'm
so,
question
is, like, what can we look for you from, like, this year? You know what I'm saying? This year last. Like, what can we see out of you this year?
I got a feeling coming
like,
out.
You had that one.
Huh?
No, I said you had that one thing you was working on, Bitch Ass Niggas Talk Shit, that album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The album you talking about, I think it's you talking about the professional, right?
No, not the professional, the one you working on. Like, last time I saw you, was working on Bitch Ass Niggas Talk Shit. That was the name of the shit, wasn't it?
Nah, that wasn't the name of it. I ain't done a lot of few things. You talking about, like, the songs that I ain't brung out so far, like you can hear?
Yeah, I mean, I know I heard you on that Took Your Bitch. I heard that was the last thing I heard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you talking about on Skinny Jump. Yeah.
Yeah, but then, like, it was an album cover that said, like, bitch-ass niggas talk shit, and that was you know what I'm saying, like, on, like, Skinny's website, on, like, a design. I didn't know that was the name of your album, or that was just, like, a little preview or template or something.
It's probably a preview Skinny had put up there. You know, I really don't even know what you're talking about, because it's a lot of stuff, like, he be bringing out, like, on his little whack, on his whack of bumping he be doing, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, more like it's one of the songs. I ain't no telling what song it's off of, cause I'm finna come out. Skinny finna come out with a CD. Him and Gangsta Black called The Pimp and the Mirror too, and I'm on that
yeah.
too. So it's a lot of songs like that over there. I don't know exactly what album he or putting it on or what he calling it, but yeah, I'm working on a lot of stuff this year though. That's gonna be my whole main, you know what I'm saying, thought process now that I'm free and able to get back and do, you know what I'm saying, my thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm glad you know what I'm saying? Some people, you know what I'm saying, they just, like, let themselves fall off and stuff like that, but, you know what I'm saying, you continue to, like, keep pushing and putting it out there, you know what I'm saying? You and Z-Dawg are, like, the most consistent people in the group to me.
Yeah, Z-Dawg, that's my guy. Hey, Z-Dawg, man, a hard-working young man, man. You remember?
He is.
That might not work hard, man. You remember? Shout out to Z-Dawg by that, because that might not, he is really the truth with it. He ain't trying to slack up a bit. I can say he working harder than me. You remember? That is one of the hardest working getting some guys that's left. I ain't lying. That might not, brother. I think 20 CDs in one day. That might not the truth.
Right.
Yeah. And every time Z-Dawg bring out a CD, I'm going to be all over it.
Yeah, then
you know
me and
saying?
You got a song, too. You remember that song me and you worked on, too?
Yeah, I'm trying to get out. I'm doing everything. I want a new MC Mac too.
Yeah, you
MC
gonna
Mac,
MC Mac,
we work
on
MC Mac a lot, man.
Yeah.
Villain over there in Canada. He works with Mac. He works with a lot of Memphis rappers, man. How does it? Let me ask you this: how does it make you feel knowing that the music you've done inspired motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying, all the way in different countries and shit.
Yeah.
Man, this is a real blessing. I mean, I get on Facebook, I trip off of it every day. I got, you know, folks all at, you know, places I ain't never seen or probably never see loving my music. I mean, it's just a feeling that it's hard to explain, you know what I'm saying, for me not to just, you know what I'm saying, to just be where I want to be in the rap game to where I'm looked at as a legend and I'm a young man, you know what I'm saying? I'm only 33 years old. To be looked at as a legend at such a young age is just true love blessing.
Yeah, definitely. You guys in Memphis always put out a lot of shit. But I'm gonna give it back to my brother, DJ Villain, man. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna take over this interview. Thanks for calling in, Mark. I appreciate you, bro.
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah, yeah, appreciate it, Mark. Appreciate you getting up with me, bro.
Man, no problem, man.
Sure, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it's all yours, Villain.
So, Lil Jim, man, tell me how it was in the fucking, to give me some 666 Mafia days, man. Kicking with Paul and them.
Man, them days right there, man, they was lovely. I could put it no better way. That was some of the best times of my life. I'm be honest.
It was blessed. For sure.
Yeah.
Those were the good
I
old days.
I learned a lot back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, for sure.
I learned a lot back in the days. Seeing, you know, being with Paul and Juice and them on a daily basis and Boo and, you know, Crunch and all them folks back then in them days. We used to go do a show. He used to be too loud. I mean, them just good memories. You know what I'm saying to me? You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. I ain't had better, though. You know what I'm saying? With my goodness on guys, though. Those days were good. You know what I'm saying? I've seen better days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure, man. Who'd you sign with first, man? Was it just Give Me Some All the Way, or did you sign with someone else, or?
No, I ain't signed with nobody. I've been getting some.
You
know what I'm saying? And,
you do your solo thing, basically.
Yeah. You know, I had, at one point in time, when I brought out the album Professional, I came out, I got my own label called Made Man. besides that, I'm the only artist on my own label.
Okay. You getting the beats? You getting the beats and all that, and mixing, and or you just straight rapping, or?
Do I know how to do it?
Yeah, like, do you get into that, or yeah?
No, I'm actually computer illiterate, and I don't mind telling you. You know what I mean?
You'll just lay it down on the mic.
There's certain little things I know how to do, though, that Skinny taught me how to do. But, I don't have the equipment, so I don't just really work on it like that. But it's certain things
sure.
I know how to use on the guitar.
Sure. What's up with my right hand, man?
Light and drop.
Yeah, man. That's what it is. Sure, man. Yo, Prez, man. We'll play that Chrome track, man. We got DJ
Zone. No doubt, man. Who's on it?
It's MC Mag on the track.
Okay, here we go. Check this out. We're going to go to the song. We'll be right back with you, Lil Jin. Hang on the line for me. This is DJ Villain. Introduce this one, man. Who's all on it?
We got yours truly, man. We got J-Dot. We got MC Mag, man.
Shout out to J-Dot, all laid back ENT. Shout out to MC Mac, you know what I'm saying? Here we go right here on the Murder Master Music Show. This is Crunk.
Okay. You ain't no crunk off that funny yak. 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 You ain't no DJ Villain laid back. Clip the whip, MC Mac. Getting crunk off that funny yak. Bumping Project Pat. Get your head cracked. Spring on a fool. Pull your brains on your lap. But you getting capped. Bitch, take a death nap. In this PC, got credential free. Instrumental in the beast and devil hits. With the kick to your devil, it's so simple. We kill our rivals like we was tribal. Crazy in the last stage, it's to or die survival. Crunk off that funny yak. Crunk off
that funny yak.
Crunk off that funny yak. Crunk off that funny yak. Crunk off that funny yak. Crunk off that funny yak. You already know what it be. Crunk as fuck, my eyes should be. I can barely see. Smoking trees, yeah. Got me on the lean. Green is my sack. Mean with the ball. Let the whole go creatine. Really, who the hell be fucking with my team? Lay back. Hate if you gon' hate that. Just know we rollin' low goals. Ain't tearin' the fucking pump up. Got beef right to your door. Blow your ass low. MC Mac in this bitch. This clique is fully equipped. States of Canada, we will damage us. We the shit. Off that funny yak, crunk off
that funny yak,
crunk off that funny yak, crunk off that funny yak, crunk off that funny yak, crunk off that funny yak,
still kicking it with laid back, sipping on some fucking yak, cognac to be exact, trap you got that loud back, what the fuck you think I need another one and one to keep me crunk, entice my itchy finger. Keep it on the cool before we break them rules and put you on the news. Nigga, on stand back. DJ Villain, call up from the make the killing. I'ma grab a bucket to take with me. Taste great, let's
crunk off that funny yak. Crunk off
that funny yak.
Crunk off that funny yak. Crunk off that funny yak. Crunk off that funny yak. Crunk off that funny yak. Gino.
That's what it is right here in the Murder Mass Music Show. What up, Villain?
Yes, sir.
And you guys putting out a lot of music, man. You guys, and you working with a lot of Memphis artists. Have you had a chance to work with Lil Jin yet?
Nah, man, but that shit's in the works already, though.
See, that's what's up, man. We've got Lil Jin back on the line right now. So you said you got something coming out this year. If cats want to get at you, what's the best way to get at you? You got a website or?
The best way to get at me is on Facebook. OG Lil Jin Lewis.
that'll be like the most fastest way to get up with me. I don't have a Twitter account or nothing like that, so the quickest way either to get up with me is either through Facebook or get up through Skin in some kind of way. Yeah, that's the quickest way to get up with me, though.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, you've been in the game since, when did you get in the game, like 94?
92.
What was the Memphis scene like back then compared to today?
Man, what was the Memphis scene? That's a good question. You hear me? Everything to me has changed. I don't know is it time or what, but generation back then is not like it is today. You know what I'm saying? Because I could ask like one of my little cousins. Well, my little cousins know who I am, but I could ask one of their little friends or something that's like 20 or 21. You ever heard of me? They'll be like, no. They'll be like, no. I'd be like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So back then, you know what I'm saying, I was well known. It's like everybody else to me just get their props of like everybody know who everybody else is, but when it comes to Lil Jen, it's like they dropped the ball on me or something. I don't know what it is. It's funny to me now, you know what I'm saying?
They was drinking that gin and forgot your name, man. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Man, forget, man. Bubbling them tracks, man.
Yeah.
Laid back, sipping on that cognac, but he remembered you, so.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I hear
red dot, man.
We got gin and cognac out here, man. We're waiting for Jack Daniels to call on this motherfucker.
What's funny though is like how y'all, you know what I'm saying, bringing the old stuff up. Like, I done brung out plenty of things since then, but people don't even know about it or never even heard about it though. You know what I'm saying? And that's one reason why I faded off in the shadow. It's not like I really ain't been doing nothing. It's just that people really ain't been keeping up with me. Or, you know, knowing where I'm at, because when I get on, you know, the internet and I look myself up and read folks' comments, they'll be like, I fell off, don't nobody know where I'm at, and you know what I'm saying? But I ain't never went nowhere. Everybody ain't been keeping up with me.
Not to cut you off, I'm going to turn it over back to Villain again, but before I do, that's the purpose of Underground Society, man, UGS Radio, Murder Master Music Show. Man, we go looking for you motherfuckers, dog. We went and got Goldie from fucking the Dangerous Crew. That motherfucker ain't put out an album since 98. You know what I'm saying? We had him telling stories from the early 90s. I mean, that's the type of shit we do. So you're in with us now, man. But we got a caller.
I appreciate you.
No problem, bro. We got a caller, 314. I think this is my co-host from earlier from the Street Geek. What up, Mac J?
Yeah, what up with the prayers? UGS for life, you know what I'm saying? I see you got a little Jen on here. You know, shit. You know, I got a little Memphis history too, man, because I used to live out and I graduated from Hillcrest. You know what I'm saying? And I remember Jen with mostly of the prophet thing. And it's just like you said, prayers, like that's what the UGS for, because a lot of cats don't know that some of you guys, like Lil Jen, or we done had Crunchy, and we done had several other, we just had Gangsta Black on here too. You know what I'm saying? That they don't know that y'all still got music out, so this the outlet for it, you know what I'm saying? So we glad you done came on the show, and we can spread what you got going, you know what I'm saying? Because, shit, we trying to preserve the real shit, so if motherfuckers still out here rocking, why not somebody check in with Lil Jen, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
sure.
What I want to ask is, because I always remember to give me some, and it was like even when Skinny was still fucking with 3-6 now, and then they had, you know, branched off, Give Me Some was his own movement and his own in Memphis, and I always wondered, man, I know Carmike, he out of jail, I always wonder what's up with Carmike,
right,
man.
Yeah.
Why don't y'all come out with a whole new Give Me Some album, man, Skinny and the whole thing, man, you know, that should have shocked the world, man.
That war
album. It's already in progress. We already been started on that right there. You know, me and Carmike.
Yeah, for real.
I was slipping today, man. I really wasn't on point like I supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? I got like 3 or 4 songs with Carmike. I was supposed to send them in and let y'all bump them jumps, but really I was not on my shit today. So, you know what I'm saying? I dropped the ball on that one, but you know what I'm saying?
You can still send them in, man. Shit.
Send them in,
man.
Yeah,
the
acceptance is, man.
I guess I'm going to send them just in to y'all. I'll make sure everything I got, I'm going to send to y'all. I'll make sure that I, you know what I'm saying, I get keep up with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
If you don't, I'm going to whoop your motherfucking ass down in Memphis now. I'm going to send some gin and juice to come after you.
Hey, if I don't do it, I can tell that ass whooping. You hear me? If I don't do it, I can tell that ass whooping. I'll take that one. You hear me?
Right, because for real, I was down there when it was the Prophet days and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I graduated in 96, but I was down there, you know what I'm saying? And then even after Skinny had dropped the album, then Paul and them started doing other shit, and there wasn't no Prophet. For real, they had their little albums and shit. But then after that, Gimme Some still had, they still, y'all still had tapes, man. Motherfuckers was still buying that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, it might still be something in my mom's crib, for real, because I used to buy so many fucking tapes. They'd have been dubbed over.
Hey, the funny part of it back to me is, back, don't you know them same tapes like worth like $300-$400 over the older online right now? And I'd be tripping.
Well,
out
I need to go get these motherfuckers there, shit, because we didn't. How about when the motherfucker dubbed some new Gimme Some shit on some old Gimme Some shit? Like, I just put it on the same album. That way I know what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, not even switching it up. It was so many people dropping tapes in Memphis, man. And look, even the shit when Paul was on and Skinny them had the shit, Jen, your shit was always tight, man. The motherfuckers be checking for your music. So, shit, just let motherfuckers know it's out here, man. Motherfuckers will support you, man. Some of us that fell off, but now with the age of the social media, we can see what you got now, you know what I mean? So if they weren't fucking with you back then, that don't mean they weren't trying to find your shit. It was just we was limited at what we could do. If we didn't live in Memphis, we probably weren't getting them CDs in our stores and shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
I was downloading that shit off Napster, man.
Yeah, because when I moved to Missouri, motherfuckers hadn't heard of Gangsta Black. You know what I'm saying? The only motherfuckers that did that was the motherfuckers that had cousins in Memphis. So they went to Memphis. So they went to the areas where motherfuckers was bumping it. Other than that, I introduced a lot of motherfuckers to Memphis rap. I know I did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
hey,
a lot of y'all albums was the shit
I
used to pump. Yeah.
Word of mouth would really get us out there, though. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference between the age now and the age then. Because back then, we didn't need radio to get pumped up and everybody to hear us. There's, like you were saying, cousins was passing on tapes to cousins and recording it. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker come down to Memphis for a family reunion and leave with all kinds of shit. You hear me?
Look, go back home
and be like, man, look what I've been bumping.
Let me ask Villain then.
Yep.
Hey, Villain, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, you guys definitely, you know what I'm saying, you got a sound. I mean, you got your own many sounds at Layback Entertainment, but you definitely have a Memphis sound. When did you first get introduced to Memphis music, and who was it?
Basically, what it was here was some native dude that came from, there was Montreal, man. They were getting tapes. I don't even know. They were getting it from the States or whatever, man. These guys were bumping this shit. They brought it down. My boy's older brother bumped that. When I was like 13, I got my hands on that shit, man. So, like, I was just looking for that shit, you know what I mean? Used to use Napster. It would take like 45 minutes for every track, you know what I mean? So every new track was bumped to me. It was like underground shit. You know, everyone was listening to 50 Cent. I wasn't fucking with that shit, man. I was in grade 9. I was bumping this shit, and I was scoping with the red dot. I was bumping all these underground tracks. Motherfuckers don't know what the fuck this shit is. Think I'm weird for listening to that shit, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, for sure, man. It was like 13, 14, man. That's when I went ham with that.
Yeah, that's what's up. I sure was bumping that shit, though. Gangsta Walking, all that old shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers bump them tapes, and they buy them. Everybody had them, you know what I'm saying? You flip them around. And it's so many countless. It was just so many artists in Memphis, and everybody bumped out. But see, like, when they flipped Beale Street around, motherfuckers couldn't go down there without being 20. I remember back in the days, you didn't have to be a certain age. You go down there, gin them, y'all was out there in them streets for real. We used to see y'all out there, man, and that's how it was, word of mouth. They be selling their own shit. You didn't have to go nowhere to get that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be out there. You
look to the side, you be on Beale Street, you look to the side, you suddenly see me standing over there with a tape like this, like, yo,
yeah.
I got tape.
Bumping y'all shit, though. Pull up with something loud, pounding, and everybody like, what the fuck you bumping? Here it is right here. I done bought countless tapes and CDs just like that, just for fucking off on Bill on the weekends. But, you know, shit a little more controlled now because the world done got a little crazy. But back then, the whole scene was different, and it was a lot of guys. And I wasn't realizing that you was that young, though. Shit.
Yeah, man, I was
Yeah, 12. I didn't know you were 12.
I didn't. Shit, you were a year younger than me, so shit, I would have thought you was, shit, damn near the same age as Crunchy and all them shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it was wild, man, back then, man. I did a lot of stuff that young cats, I don't think none of them done the same as me this since. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like you said, getting in the Shake Johnson shit.
Man, getting in the Shake Johnson. I remember one time, man, we had a show at the Cook Convention Center with Too Short and A-Ball and MJG. And me and Skinny them had like 23 days. I was real young. Then we came out in our silk boxes in Memphis here. Man, it was a trip, man, because them folks had all, in the back, them folks had all kinds of liquor. I'm talking about like the whole liquor store, weed and everything. Police walking around and everything. Man, I'm so short. You know, right now I ain't number 5'4". You know what I'm saying? I'm a grown man and I'm 5'4". So I know when I was like 14, I had to be like... Maybe about
like
5'1",
huh?
5'2". Yeah, look, I'm back there drinking liquor, smoking weed, and everything in front of the police. Them folks didn't say nothing to me. It's a trip, you hear me? The things that used to go on for, you know what I'm saying, that they let you use the slide with just because you was in the entertainment business.
Let's play this song, you got to keep it real, man. What can you tell me about this song?
I Keep It Real. That come off the Professional. That's the last album that I brung out so far. But that song right there, it's just like a remix of the things that I did come out and put a little new flavor to it. That, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's old verse.
It's an old song. I brung that CD out maybe about 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? But it's smack brand new to everybody else because everybody else haven't heard it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, y'all fixing to hear it right now, Murder Master Music Show, UGS Radio, UGSforLife.com. Hit that fucking number, 714-409-0548. This is the motherfucking UGS Underground Society Movement. Motherfuck the Illuminati on you, bitch.
Yeah, UGS for life.
Stay away from lame hoes. I'm a made man. bumping Dojo. We tearing up the fucking club. Rollin' so clean on them foes. Thick as hell on real street where you can fuck on the first night hoes. Everywhere, niggas that's trying to get paid. They got me to play or get played. Killers in my town, we laying them down with a rusty 12 gauge. I got much stuff done. H-double-O-G, I do win. I will win. Meaning this ain't on any trick, bitch, trying to cop my clan. Throw your STD, cause the North Memphis gangsta niggas got my back. Hurt, see the wood, I'm stuck, see the watch, and I see niggas back in track. What's your hood like? Is it rough? Is it tough? We got crazy and gold building, nigga, we ain't afraid to fuck. I'm project boy. Running from the police, ain't no thing, I mastered all that shit. As a young nigga shooting at the dick, and I saw the back porch trying to run off with my brick. Put some money back into the ghetto while you standing tall. Don't forget where you came from, cause you can't call. Keep it real, nigga, stay away from lame hoes. I'm a made man, stay chasing bankrolls. I stay low key, smoking major weed. I be posted on your block, but you can't see me. I keep it real, nigga, stay away from lame hoes. I'm a made man, stay chasing bankrolls. I stay low key, smoking major weed. I be posted on your block, but you can't see me. I keep it real, nigga, stay away from lame hoes. I'm a made man, stay chasing bankrolls.
That's what it is. Here we are, episode 55 of the Murder Master Music Show. We bring my co-host, one of my co-hosts on. This is DJ Villain, straight up out of, where are you out of, Ottawa?
Ottawa, Canada, man.
Yeah, that's what the fuck it is,
yes,
man.
Sir.
I bet it's cold. It's 24 over here. Man, I know it's got to be fucking below zero up in that motherfucker.
Actually, yo, it's been like, it's been warm. It's been weird, man. It's
See, that's that, that's
there.
That weather modification bullshit, man. That's what
hard,
I be
man.
Telling these motherfuckers, man. Yeah, it's hard. You guys ain't too far from harp. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it is, man.
Yeah, yeah. Let's bring back on, you know what I'm saying, Memphis legend Lil Jen, man, up in this bitch.
Lil Jen.
Man, Jen.
Yeah, yeah. That
was another hard one right there, man. The first track we played, you could tell you was young, man. I didn't know you were 12, and then you listen to that. You said you're, what, 33 now?
Yeah, I'm 33 now.
So you've been in this bitch 21 years, man. Did you ever think you would be in the game that long? Like you said, you're still young, too.
As long as I was living.
Yeah.
As long as I live, I planned to be in it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know, I plan on being in it. It was really, you know what I'm saying? All I can say is that me, to be the person that I am now and to have been and did the things that I've done is just truly a blessing. I don't know what other way to put it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
man.
Real shit.
Yeah, man, yeah. Lil Jen, as an artist, man, you know, when you listen to music and shit, when you were growing up, like, who was your influence, you know, if you were to take an influence, what would it have been when you were rapping and shit, you know what I mean?
Be honest with you, man, before I started rapping with Skinny, I used to listen to a whole, but I was like an N.W.A. fan like that. But when I got into Memphis music, Skinny was my favorite rapper and still right today one of my favorite rappers because he changed a whole bunch of things because I ain't heard nobody really come with the mentality and the skills and versatile level that man came with and still coming
yeah.
with. You know what I'm saying? It's just they, you know, being sleep on. So
it's true.
But right now though, one of my favorite rappers right to this day though is Eminem. I like that cat right there. That man up bumping.
Oh, that dude's got lyrics, man, but he's gay as fuck.
He what?
I said, he got lyrics, man, but that dude gay as fuck. Because you know a motherfucker spending that much time in the studio with Dre, something bound to happen.
Yeah.
I had to get that out there. But no, dude got lyrics. He got lyrics. He got lyrics.
He's got lyrics.
Hey,
he's got time
cold,
to show,
I ain't never looked at it like that, man. You wow.
Hey, this is. Hey, man, you got to come on KFYB, Fuck You Bitch Radio. We got that on Saturday, 7 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. Central. Same call number. Man, you think I'm wild calling in that motherfucking show. That's the shit right there. Oh, man, it's my brother Mac J. He was just on the line, you know what I'm saying? My brother God Killer 6, or Devil 6. I'm saying? He's known as Godkiller6 on Facebook. And then ex-porn star, you know what I'm saying, adult star Velvet Rose, man, they tear that shit up. You know what I'm saying? They're just gross motherfuckers on that show, so, you know what I'm saying?
I believe. I swear I believe. You said that shit. You said that when you fucked me up. You said they killing shit like that. That's supposed to be fucking I know that's wild.
Yeah,
I got to check that out.
You know what I'm saying? Man. But,
Yo, Lil Jim, man, if you were to, like, someone that's doing it right now in Memphis, who would you want to rock with right now? Someone that's doing it right now.
Somebody that's doing it right now. I mean, I work with anybody. It isn't really no one special that I have on a list that I really want to do something with. But, you know, I work with anybody, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure,
it's
man.
Just like that. Ain't nobody specific that's here in Memphis. I'm supposed to be doing, me and my homie Young Keto, we supposed to be getting ready to drop something together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
on my,
Young Keto, for sure, man.
On one of my
yeah,
CDs, yeah. 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 Young Keto, that's my guy right there.
Young Keto's dope, hella dope, for sure. Get him on the show, for sure. Yeah, man, how about play a fly, man?
Fly? Fly, I ain't seen Fly in a long time, man. But Fly, yeah, Fly cool. Fly super cool. I ain't seen Fly in man. You know, I used to stay in South Memphis. I ain't seen that man since I stayed in South Memphis. It's been like 12 years ago. I ain't even seen the man.
Damn.
Yeah, Fly cool. I see Black on the, you know, when I get over Skinner or something, he'll probably be over there with Pimp or something. Or I call him or something like that.
Yeah, we just had Black on the show last week.
I see him more often than I see Fly. I ain't seen Fly in a while.
Sure, sure. Yeah,
what about
Indo
G and Little Blunt? You ever
would.
Fuck with them?
Yeah,
man, them my guys right there, too. I ain't seen really too many or none because I've been really off to myself since my grandmother died. You know what I'm saying? I be with her. With, you know, I'm a married man and everything. I ain't got married and everything. So I've been doing the family thing.
Me too, bro. Me too.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
I feel you.
I've been doing
shit.
The family thing, man. So I'm just not really going to step back out in 2013 and try and make my presence back felt in the rap community. You know what I'm saying? Because since everybody want to know where I've been, this one step right here, letting them know, you know what I'm saying, what's really going on.
Exactly, man. That's why I got you on, man.
I want to play this one song, though, man. Since, you know what I'm saying, you down with Skinny in this show, you know what I'm saying, the first guests were from Chicago. You know what I'm saying? The name of this song here is actually, you know what I'm saying, from Chi-Town to Memphis 10. It's by my brother Bad Black featuring Skinny Pimp. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So we're gonna get off into this and we'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? But before we go, man, I think we got a caller on this motherfucker. Oh no, they dropped. Okay, we're gonna go right after the song, man. Let me know what you think of this song, man, when we're done.
It's that drove out music, man. Yo, the Bad Black with my nigga Kingpin, Skinny Pimp. From Chi-Town to Memphis 10. That's how we stack them in. Y'all ready? Okay? Come on!
I'm a pimp and a player and I get it in. From the Chi all the way down to Memphis 10. To Memphis 10.
But now I'm in the shop. I'ma rap them both, man, till the day I die. Don't sip your drink, light up, get high. Cause when we hit the club, it's on now.
pay. Never save them paper chasing, and I make a special day. Get it from yes, I know the business. If you don't believe me, ask my bitch. I know all the rules, just look at my tools. Of course, I really live this shit. Make them, break them, never take them. Ho, you know how we get down. How much you make? Give me the money. Memphis like the side sound. 3 stacks in my pocket in case I wanna blow some dough. I fuck with T.O. We got them fees, nope. Pull off the showroom flow so fast. It's so clean, it go so fast. My credit might be fucked up, but they ain't gon' turn down this 50K. 100K in my stash. Ace of space in my glass. Wrecking they haters like a ton of Soprano on they funky ass.
I'm a pimp and a player, and I get it in. From the shot all the way down to Memphis 10. To Memphis 10. To Memphis 10. From the shot all the way down to Memphis 10. I'm a pimp and a player, and I get it in. From the shot all the way down to Memphis 10. To Memphis 10. To Memphis 10. From the shot all the way down to Memphis 10.
By legendary Chicago producer, soundmaster, motherfucking T. That's my brother, Bad Black. Of course, featuring Kingpin, Skinny Pimp. You know what I'm saying? This dude right here, Little Jin, you know what I'm saying? He's down with Gimme Some. Let me bring back on my co-host, DJ Villain. What did y'all think of that shit right there? To hear those two cities combined, man.
I'm digging it.
Yeah, well, see tonight, you know what I'm saying, Chicago and Memphis, you know what I'm saying, first part of the show is the Street Geeks. That's the next big movement to come out of Chicago. And then, of course, you know what I'm saying, we got you. I always felt, you know, being a music journalist, that Memphis and Chicago have a lot of similarities when it comes to music. And, you know, Atlanta, back in the day, they was on some booty shit. They was on what Miami was doing, you know what I'm saying. But Memphis and Chicago, they was on some real hard street shit, you know what I'm saying, very similar sounds in the music and also very similar sounds in the rapping, but no one took it from the other, you know what I'm saying, because it was still, even though it was similar, it was still different, and it was around the same time. Do you kind of feel that there's a connection between Chicago and Memphis?
Man, most definitely. You know, as the saying go, real recognize real, like you said, but it didn't nail one, take one from the other. It's just being original, as I look at it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause
original
they do
as fuck.
They all, you know, they got their own original style, and, of course, you know, we got ours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Chicago,
one,
Memphis.
Nobody shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And as a music journalist and a music fan, and Villain will agree, I'm sure you will, too. You could pick out different areas and different regions, and you could just hear some classic shit. You know what I'm saying? It could be totally different from the next, you know what I'm saying? But me personally, my favorite shit has always been Memphis and Chicago. And if you look at the archives, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I want to shout out the Bay Area, of course. You know what I'm saying? The Bay Area has always had some heat. You know what I'm saying? Got to shout out some of the East Coast cats. But yeah, definitely down Memphis and Chicago. But what about collaborating with cats? You gonna collaborate with cats outside of Memphis?
I hope and look forward to that, dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to work with anybody. I don't care where you from. You know what I'm saying? The further the better. Make me say it. You know what I'm saying? Let me say it. I say the further the better.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You
sure.
Know? I do a song with a cat stay in India. It don't make me no difference. It's going to be hard when we get through with it. I guarantee you that one.
You fuck around, have a cobra bite you. Fuck you. I'll take your pick, a cobra or a tiger. I don't know which is worse. Or an elephant.
I prefer
elephant.
That.
Shit.
I just
you have a cobra,
the
tiger,
turtle,
and
you know
an elephant coming at you. And you better have a fucking elephant gun, a fucking Uzi, a fucking...
Like, where would it come to that music? But I go wherever I go to the end of the earth to get on it. You know what I'm saying? But I make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what it's about.
The national man. Yes, sir.
That's what the fuck it's about, man. Villain, you got any more questions you want to ask Jen before we go, bro?
Same, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to work on that track, Lil Jen. I'm going to toss you some through the emails and shit. get some in the works, you know what I mean? So everyone stay tuned for a laid back track with Little Jen, you know what I mean?
Man.
Yeah, I'm going to flood it with it, man. I'm going to flood y'all with it, man. I got plenty of it, you hear me? And I know it's a lot of that y'all ain't up on, so I'm going to put y'all up on it, man. I got plenty of it,
sure,
plenty.
Man.
Yeah, we want to play yes, we want to play this shit on the Murder Master Music Show, UGS Radio. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Bill, and you already know, man, keep sending me that laid-back shit. You know what I'm saying? That real shit coming out of Canada. Mm-hmm. You know, again, Jim, if cats want to get at you, where do they go?
Man, hit me up on Facebook at OG Lil Jen Lewis. L-O-U-I-S. OG Lil Jen Lewis. That's the quickest way to get up with me or go through music, business, entertainment. That's with Skinny Pimp, you know what I'm saying? And them your quickest ways of finding me. Or, of course, get up with y'all, you know what I'm saying? And or they can get up with me like that.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And, if you want to get it laid back, there's several ways. Thanks for coming out, Jim. Appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate this, man.
Yeah, salute, man. Definitely, man. We'll be talking soon. But you know what I'm saying? There's several ways to get at you. Of course, you can go to ugsforlife.com. You know what I'm saying? All you gotta do is hit up any of us. We'll put you in touch with laid back. But give them all your contacts, bro.
Facebook laid back 2011. We got our fucking YouTube is Layback ENTTV, all one word. Twitter the same. Yeah, that's what we got right now, man. Hit us up.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. These guys got fire. J-Dot, man's got fire fucking beats, fire production. You've been working on a lot of tracks lately, I noticed. You guys dropped a bunch of mixtapes. What's your latest mixtape?
We got As the Mind Calendar Instructed, man. That's on that Piff. We got Villain Nation, Day After Halloween. We got mixtapes on that Piff, man. Hit us up, lead back in TTV. Same thing, one word, man.
Definitely. And look for an exclusive interview, you know what I'm saying, with Layback ENT in the next issue of Underground Society magazine dropping early February. We're working on this shit right now, people. So if you want to get a motherfucking ad in this bitch, get at us, man. Get Prez, P-R-E-Z, at UGSForLife.com. Hit up 6, S-I-C-C-X, at UGSForLife.com. Or just go to fucking UGSForLife.com. Hit us the fuck up. Full page, only $100. Half page, $50. You can't go wrong. And I'm going to tell you guys this, too. I'm not going to give too much of this shit away. But, we got an interview with a porn star, of course. You know we had to go do that. The highlight of the city highlight is Memphis, Tennessee. You already know we've been interviewing Memphis legends, of course. But then we got, you know what I'm saying, we got rappers from other areas, you know what I'm saying, but what's going to really fuck you up, man, we got a lot of conspiracy fucking shit in this motherfucker. We got articles about gun control, articles about college and the scheme of college. We got articles about how hospitals are trying to fucking kill you. We got articles about kids getting molested. We got some of the craziest shit you've ever read. And I'm going to tell you this, too. Ain't no other fucking rap magazine combining all that shit that I just said into one fucking publication. I mean, back in the day, you had Feds, you had Don Diva, then you had Murder Dog and Ozone. You know what I'm saying? Feds and Don Diva, they came with the street shit. Murder Dog, they came with the gangster rap. You know what I'm saying? Ozone did a lot of the shit from the South. And we're combining all that shit. Plus, we're global, bitch. UGSForLife.com. I want to thank my brother DJ Villain for coming on, co-hosting. You know what I'm saying? Props to my other co-hosts tonight, Mac J. Shout out to the Street Geek. Shout out to Little Jen. And we're gonna end it with this song, man. You should know what the fuck this is, Villain. YouTube Mac. This is Give Me Some Army. Get the Dope.
Either.
Get the fuck out of here. collars, man, you know the Devo Bear on they ass till they crack on foot of that ink and blood riser. I seen a box Chevy with us, I got my screwdriver. I broke it down quick, plus I can't go back to the slammer. I stuck a big stop for the money and the army hammer. I'm back in the hood, so I'm sitting on the quarter key. My people jumping for a out, now that's my first G. I'm on the streets night and day for my gravy. I'm dropping weight every time a nigga pays me. I got the pot on the stove and the razor on the table. It's gonna be the first time for credit to turn the paper.